Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths but have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You got mail.
Hi, I'm Elise Morales.
And I'm Millie Tamaras.
And this is
Go Touch Grass,
the podcast where we log in.
So you can log off.
Millie and I are two chronically online comedians, and on this podcast, we break down the week in internet discourse, viral memes, TikTok trends, and niche influencer drama so that you can do literally anything else with your time.
And if you like what you hear today and want to hear more, we got a Go Touch Grass Patreon already up and running with all of our test episodes, mini trending topics, a weekly newsletter, and our spinoff series, Search History. We go back and break down a viral discourse from the past.
And don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and review. We love reviews. We need them. Also, please tell your friends about our podcast.
Please.
Word of mouth is one of the best ways to let people know what we're doing over here. And we just wanted to take a moment today to say big thank you to all of our wonderful listeners here in the free feed. Eagle-eared listeners may have noticed we've had some changes behind the scenes in production. There have been some minor sound hiccups. I'm editing the podcast now and learning and listening every day. Mm-hmm. But we have our wonderful new producer and sound engineer, Andrew, here. Mm-hmm. And we're ready to keep rocking and rolling. So thanks for hanging tight with us while we get all that figured out.
Thank you so much. And one more bit of housekeeping. Elise and I both have travel coming up this summer. I will famously be in LA, and that's going to be a lot emotionally for me because LA is tough. I'm kidding.
Going to LA is an emotional journey anyone in the entertainment industry. I'll be joining Millie.
Yeah. And we'll be doing some episodes out there, and that's going to be really fun.
Yeah, we've got amazing guests lined up for our LA episodes. I'm so excited.
Our LA run's going to be so poppin'. And also, Elise famously, on top of her having chronic, incurable dry eye, she's famously repeated over and over again that she will go to Poland in August to see the Eras Tour.
Yes.
Somebody DM'd me and said, is that serious? Is that a joke? No,
it's deadly serious.
Deadly serious.
I've never been more serious about anything in my life.
Except your chronic incurable dry eye. All of that means that those episodes will probably, the episodes that you'll be hearing in the next few weeks might be a little bit more evergreen rather than what's exactly viral in the moment. So if at any point you're like, Millie and Elise, why haven't you discussed Joe Biden and Jake Paul fighting each other?
Which is sure to happen any day
any
now.
Any day now. They've been just chatting on whatever. We're working on it.
Yeah.
We'll do that as soon as we can. But we're balancing having travel, living our lives, and getting you guys as much content as regularly and pumping it out as much as possible.
Yeah. So with all of that, we have an incredible guest here today. This week is very special. We have with us an actor and comedian whose short film Danimal premieres July 16th at Littlefield here in NYC. He is also my husband. It's Danny Gross.
Whoa, that's me.
Yeah, you. You
What's
begged
up?
To be on the podcast.
I did.
Begging.
This is a big moment for me. Usually I listen to it being edited and, you know, everything like that.
My ears bleed now, from all the vocal
My ears bleed. I've been a huge fan from afar from the beginning.
Really?
Well, from afar and close.
You went to our launch party?
I went to the launch party.
You were in 12 people?
Yes, yeah. No, I love the podcast. It's wonderful and it's super fun.
Well,
proud of you guys. It's awesome.
Thank you, Danny. And also, I mean, I'm proud of us till now. We could beat the nepotism allegation.
Yeah.
But someone did sleep with one of the hosts to get on the podcast.
Yeah, it's true.
My mic literally dropped when you said that.
So,
oh no, it's me.
You have so much integrity. Danny, your film stars not only yourself, but also Elise, me, and most importantly, our dogs, Rusty and Tino.
Yes.
My dog's name is Valentino.
Yes.
What is your favorite part about working with Tino as an artist?
Alicia, I wrote this question.
Did you really? Okay.
Also, what is your film about, et cetera, question mark?
Oh my gosh, I was not ready for this banger. So
that's her wife's fault.
Yeah. Well, my wife likes to sneak up on me with stuff.
Please
so,
don't hash it out on
Well, hashtag watch out couple stuff. So working with Tino was a blast because he's just super cute and like cozy and comfy, and he like listens and he wants to play and he's like fully engaged. I mean, like
Tino is fully engaged.
He was fully engaged the entire time where I didn't have to like be like, Tino, get over here. He's just like right there the whole time.
So you would say artistically he's incredibly present.
Yes.
I would say yes. Because
he's a Leo.
Oh, wow.
So true. Very cool. So true. Everyone who subscribed to our Patreon, they know that Tino is very, very present.
Yes, yeah.
Because we'll be recording a podcast and Tino has a squeaky toy. He'll find a new squeaky toy. I'll hide it and then he'll find it. And he has this one from Dunkin' Donuts.
Tino loves to record just sitting in my lap. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, he's artistically present.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he like Danimal is a pretty big Nepo baby movie.
Yeah. So what is Danimal about?
Danimal is about like an oblivious, overprivileged guy who has a huge love for animals and mammals, but not insects, though.
Not insects. Okay.
No. And through that journey, that love kind of takes him down a little bit of an obscured path where he gets kind of like a little bit too obsessed with the animals and his relationship to them and everything like that. And alongside of that beautiful obsession that goes crazy with him, he is like a YouTube star and his YouTube demographic is children. Okay.
Yes, so he's like YouTube animal guy.
He's a 40-year-old YouTube child star.
Oh, like Miss Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like Miss Rachel.
Thank you for saying Happy Pride a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Danimal has not said Happy Pride, which is interesting. Because we're the first episode. This is the first episode we're recording outside of Pride, and I haven't heard a word from Danimal.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Let me get into character. What's up, everybody? It's me, Danimal, your favorite Danimals, Animals, and Mammals guy. Happy Pride, everyone.
Wow. Immediate.
Yeah, oh, no.
Canceled. Conservatives. Danimal is pushing the gay agenda.
Oh, no. Here's the deal. It's a great feel-good, funny, heartfelt, dark, cool comedy.
Those are adjectives.
Those are all adjectives that can be used to describe.
What is this adjective?
What's an adjective?
Is that an action word?
And when Elise says that she could relate to Taylor Swift for marrying a dumb football guy.
Oh, come on. I'm not. I got CTEs and ADHD.
Wow. And those are. And guess what?
What?
You thought that the Alphabet Mafia was related to you with it. Instead of LGBTQ.
Wow.
You thought it was that you had CTE and ADHD.
Yeah. With dyslexia on top of it.
Dyslexia, that's a lot of letters, and that's most of them.
Hold up, what's the Alphabet Mafia?
That's
what conservative people call like
queer
LGBTQ.
People.
Whoa.
I feel like also like Black Twitter and everyone, like it's kind of a joke.
Oh.
It's been reclaimed.
I thought it was like some Sesame Street thing.
I think it started as a real thing, but now, it's been reclaimed, it's and now people.
So it's not like Grover. Like Grover.
No, it has nothing to do with Sesame Street.
Okay, not Big Bird.
See, but this
style.
Is what we're talking about.
What?
Okay, and one more thing. I completely forgot, so we could just move on to it. Yeah.
Okay, my next question, Danny.
Oh, no.
We recently went viral.
Whoa.
A video of our wedding vows was posted by our wedding videographer, who didn't give us a heads up that they were going to do that, but that's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
On TikTok and Instagram, it's racked up over 3 million views. Most of the comments are very positive, but a few people have commented variations of things like, who's going to tell her? And
really,
when will she know?
What does that mean?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Well, tell me what.
You look so serious.
Tell me what.
I don't know.
What are you hiding?
Well, please tons give the listeners and everyone who's not in the marriage background of what the video was, Elise.
Okay.
So recap it, or maybe we put it,
honestly,
insert it.
Here's what's going to happen. Now that I'm the editor of the podcast,
yeah.
I will insert the audio of the video now.
Wow.
Love and to cherish from this day forward. Until death do us part. Until death do us part.
Okay, you've just heard the audio of the video.
It's a great... I don't understand why you're coming for me.
So, but what do you have to tell me? So everyone's saying...
Who's going to tell her?
Because basically you have a big what? Reaction to finding out that getting married means for the rest till death do you part.
Whoa.
That's exactly how it plays out in the video.
So everyone's like, who's going to tell her? And we're going to ask, what do you have to tell her?
What are we saying?
Like, who's saying what we're like... Are these people coming?
People are commenting. Are these like, who's going to tell her?
I feel
tell
like,
me what?
Is there a new term? Maybe we could start a new term for like snipers. Like, is this person like being a sniper at me, like trying to shoot me down?
I kind of think, here's what I.
What is the context of this? I'm sweating now. Danny, I'm not hiding anything. Danny, I love you.
Danny.
I was just having an emotional reaction at the wedding.
Danny's crying.
Okay. So, Danny, when people see a video,
yeah.
they write a sentence and they comment on it. And sometimes it's a joke, and sometimes it's serious.
So is this serious?
It's unclear. I think actually what's happening is that some people will just comment. I think there are almost like viral types of comments that you can leave. And people will comment them whether or not they actually truly apply to the video.
Happy birthday. Or something.
No.
Not like happy birthday. One time I posted my article that I wrote about trad wives, and someone commented, "Hope he sees this, sis."
Okay. Yeah. That kind of like, but it's like implying that you're a pick me because I wrote
about trad wives, which is like, who's the man that I'm trying to impress that would be impressed by trad wives? I guess it's you. But either
What's
way, I think
trad
it's
trad wife.
Oh my god,
Danny.
What is it?
You said you listen to the podcast.
He clearly does.
Danny, not only does Danny not listen to the podcast, Danny's not familiar with the work I'm doing outside of the podcast.
I'm honestly going to say, I'm going to put myself on a limb here. Not sure if Danny's aware of the internet.
Danny will be an interesting guest for us to have here. He doesn't know what comments are.
He doesn't know what comments are. He doesn't know what joke comments are.
I think who's going to tell her is like kind of like a little thing that
people
will
say, like, she doesn't know. Yeah. And one
Hope
time
he sees this, et
cetera. I used to work as a community manager for DoorDash.
Nice.
And there was lots of trauma there. I probably signed a million NDAs and I definitely wasn't paid enough to get sued or anything from them. But there's this guy, his entire page was called Stupid Inventions. He would make stupid inventions and they would be funny and whatever. And he has a 3D printer. So he made, in like association with like NBA, whatever, and DoorDash, he made this Lazy Susan helmet, which is
That's awesome.
Of course. It's a hat. And it's a Lazy Susan, and you turn around and you put like, it's like different, four different cup holders, and they spin. So you put one fries, one a Coke, one a burger, one nuggets, and you just put it on your head and you like pick it up. It's stupid.
Okay. I guess I don't want them on my head, but
I would put them anywhere on my head. That sounds amazing.
Well, there's not many places. Anyway, somebody commented and said too political on that video. Political. So
at least to answer your question, I wouldn't pay too much attention to these comments. So,
well, you answered the question.
I think that's great.
10 minutes of exposition to explain.
Thanks for telling me.
I love this new trend of within the first 5 minutes of the episode, it's revealed that the guest has no fucking clue what our podcast is.
I mean, that's what it means to be a woman podcaster. Famously, on our old iteration of a podcast where it was a news podcast, topical, and we did have a lot of political figures that we interviewed, people would come on and say, I hate the news, or I've never read a newspaper, yeah. or I haven't read the news in 5 years. And we're like, great, well, we are a news podcast, yes. and we wish you engage with this more. And that's just the nature of being a female content creator.
Yeah. Is that people are like, I'm sure they want me on.
Yeah.
Not you.
Why are you dogging me?
Not you. We're not talking
I look at
about
the internet
you.
Twice a day.
Okay. And what times do you have anything? Why don't you tell us a little bit more?
I watch TMZ.com.
Okay.
Danny, actually, I will go into the office when he's working.
Yes.
And it is always TMZ. And Danny reads
like live stream or just no, the just website?
Just the website.
You're giving them clicks. You know, but Danny, you're doing the right thing, which is like, social media has killed so many websites.
See?
And you're supporting arguably one of the worst, most horrid websites, but still what? You're giving them original clicks, and for that I applaud you.
Thank you.
So that's one time a day. What's the second time a day?
And then I go to Deadline for the trades.
Okay.
Then I go to weather.com to have my anxiety and fears amplified.
Okay.
I will say, this man does always know the weather.
I know the wind speed, when it's going to pick up, when it's not.
Not communicating with Elise, because one day it was 92 and she did come with a 3-piece jacket. Yeah. So,
she will do that. And I'll say, it's warm out. She goes, to you,
wow,
we're different. And I say, well, this is one of those times where we might not be different.
That we do experience temperature differently, but Danny knows the weather. He knows the winds.
Yeah.
He knows the air quality report.
Yeah. I have asthma and sensitive noses.
Wow.
Nose and
CTE,
eyes.
ADHD.
I have a sensitive head.
There's a lot going on in this house. Between the incurable dry eye,
I've got ADHD.
The asthma. Y'all are like the most ear, throat, nose infirmary, fucking cat, dog,
oh, man.
Ass plant shit. Speaking of male abuse and male empowerment, let's get to the Discord.
Wow, okay, wow. Millie.
Please.
The Segway Queen. Guys, for today's discourse, we are talking about a young woman who has taken the internet by storm. She is known as Hawktua Girl.
Hawktua.
Jesus Christ.
Are you guys already familiar with Miss Hawktua?
Very Hawktued.
I am, but I'll say this. It wasn't, again, I was talking to this guy, and we were chatting, and he's like, have you heard of the Hawktua Girl? I'm like, not at all. And he's like, it's all over my newsfeed. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I learned.
Wow. You learned.
And now it won't stop.
Well, Danny, TMZ factored into this story. Yeah. Did you hear about Hawktua from TMZ?
I did. I was doing my morning scroll.
Okay.
As I do, and I saw Hawktua, and I was like, what is this? And I just saw the girl, and let me be fully honest. I just read the big bold words, and then I kind of scroll on, and I didn't really understand what Hawktua was. I couldn't. From
so
my
you didn't click.
Let me
so
tell you,
you
I don't
a question,
click.
But you didn't click through.
I never
to get
do.
An answer.
I never do.
Okay, because
that's part of my ADHD. And in the morning, I haven't had my medicine yet,
okay,
so
okay.
I just move forward. But I also my dyslexia. I couldn't really read the title of it, so
well,
I didn't know what it
confused.
Was.
It is confused.
Yeah, so I thought it was like a Tony Hawk thing at first or something weird. I didn't know, and then all of a sudden, I'm like seeing more stuff. It was
oh,
like
Tony Hawk. Okay.
Yeah, like yeah.
Tony Hawktua. That's a character.
Yeah, Tony Hawktua. You know, and then I saw Howard Stern comment on it, and I was like, wow, Big Daddy Stern's getting in on this thing.
Not Big Daddy Stern.
we'll get into the Howard Stern comment as well.
And then I was like, what
Howard
is this?
Stern. Oh
yeah, Howard Stern. Howard Stern is factoring in today.
And then I think I yelled to my wife, do you know about this Hawktua thing? And she's like, Danny. I'm like, what is it?
And then we had basically the discussion we're about to have right now. So let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into the Hawktua.
That was a segue.
I really never want to hear Danny say the words, I yelled at my wife.
I screamed at her.
Better. Yeah, great.
I called,
who is this?
I called to her.
Who is Hawktua?
Yeah,
I called to her.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
No, she's my sweetie. called to her.
He's trying to go viral again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
4 million this time, please.
Yeah,
where's the camera?
Yeah.
4 million.
I'm not editing this into a clip. Continue, at least, please.
Okay, so Hawk Tua Girl's real name is Haley Welsh.
Nice.
And she has taken the internet by storm after appearing in a viral video by man on the street TikTokers Tim and D TV outside a bar in Nashville. Let's just watch the video. We've already seen it, but to refresh our memories,
we will now watch the video.
You haven't watched the video. No. You don't. You really don't click on those links.
I don't click on them.
You really?
I'm scared about what.
Okay, well now you'll see.
I'm scared. Hold on, I gotta get these on.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you gotta give him that huck too and spit on that thing. You get me?
Whoa.
So
I mean, it was a longer video of how do you get over a man? All this stuff. And she had like quippy responses. And then that was like the final thing of the video.
You got to be careful. Who's
well, editing. But that is the clip that went viral.
That
of
was
the
what Hawk
it
Tua
is part of. It is part of a longer interview with her. But the viral part is and the one that keeps the little like clip that keeps being stitched. Yeah. Is that
similar to our wedding video?
Yes, the ceremony was longer than what people kind of see in our viral video.
Guys, I'm giving you two more times to mention your wedding video being viral. I swear to God, man. I will leave.
I've had many viral moments, and I'm looking forward to another one here today.
I'm not clipping that. Oh.
Guys, Danny is directly addressing the.
I'm okay. watching. I'm the one that's editing it. I'm not clipping.
Millie, if you're watching this,
please. Okay.
Okay. So something that is interesting to note, because the video that we just played, that is the original Hawk Tua. Mm-hmm. That was because it's a longer video, but they clipped it into smaller segments. That is the original clipped smaller segment that went super viral. But as I was looking through everything for this video, as I was looking through everything for the podcast, I noticed that the original Hawk Tua video on TND TV's page only had like 500,000 views. And I was like, that's kind of weird. It has 14 million on Instagram.
Wow. Good.
So I did some digging. I go into the comments. I see other people are commenting similar sentiments. They're like, it's weird that this is the most viral video ever and it has such low views. And this is a response from TND TV, the creator themselves, responded this.
Let's hear it.
So many people stole it that TikTok flagged our own video as unoriginal reposted content. Wow. So it's not shown in the For You page. So you gotta come to our page to see it. Thumbs down emoji. Thanks to everyone who stole our video.
So is that what is happening to all my videos and why I don't have as many views?
Yeah, Danny. Oh.
That's what's happening. Well, which I just thought was interesting.
That is very
interesting, but it's also like, it's kind of like you want to feel for these guys, like that is fucked up. But I'm like, your entire premise is to interview drunk women outside of a bar in Nashville and ask them sex questions. And then you get all the clicks and those women will probably never get any of the money.
Yeah.
Like if they say something, whatever, it goes to your, all the traffic goes to your page. You're not going to call Cindy. You probably don't even have her information. You're probably not going to tag her. And you're gonna call Sydney or whatever and be like, hey, our video got like 10,000 views. Like,
here's part of the monetization. So it is kind of like, well, they're not really your views, are you? You didn't say Hawk Tua.
Yeah.
Well, she said Hawk Tua.
Well,
so okay. Here's where I wanted to start. Why do we think this video went so viral? Like, what? We did this recently in a Patreon episode about looking for a man in finance. What are the components?
Oh, there's a cool EDMA song.
Danny.
God,
what?
Danny.
I heard it on my workout playlist. Why?
Stop, Danny.
Why? What did I do?
Danny.
Danny's not a subscriber to the Patreon, I guess. We break down what the
thing is, who invented it, all the remixes, we ranked them.
It's good.
I was editing that in the house.
6-1, Blue Eyes, Trust Fund.
Stop.
In finance.
You're not even singing. You're like Kamala singing Wheels on the Bus. Like it's not even the right tune.
I bet you they can mix it.
Please let us get to the question.
Yeah.
So what do we think are the components of Hawk Tua that made it so viral?
So Danny, no, you go ahead. Why don't you go? Because
I don't know. Like I think maybe I should hear your answer first.
Danny's going to say the exact same shit.
Yeah. I feel like in an era where there's been so much discourse about decentering men and exploring like queerness and all this stuff, a skinny, pretty white girl talking about like a blowjob move is gonna like just go super. I don't know. Yeah. She's gonna blow some minds. And you have to let me finish that.
Oh, I don't agree with it. Yeah. I disagree.
And I'm just gonna say, also, I think that because in reality, like, spitting during a blowjob's like not that crazy. It's not even that like surprising. Yeah. But I just feel like in my experience, men are pretty simple creatures. Oh. And like, I don't know. I feel like, bear with me, but okay, in the dating app scene, either these guys are complete freaks and they're like, hey, can you kick me in the nuts and whatever? Like, what the fuck? But most of these guys are like, most of these guys are like, I'm so kinky, I'm such a freak. And I'm like, oh yeah, like what are you into? And they're like, I like to have sex a lot. Okay. Or it's like, I like to do it in the morning. It's like, these are pretty standard. Yeah. Like in the realm of like,
I fit whatever into that category.
Me? I want to receive a blowjob. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like all these things of like, but I guess the framing's like, you got to hook to it and put it on that. And I'm like, okay, like that's really not that surprising. So anyway, those are my things. Are like, I feel like it's hitting this like really kind of reinforcing heteronormative sex, but also like a woman being kind of submissive and talking about how she likes to do something slightly freaky during a blowjob. And also, it's the skinny, pretty white girls are always going to go viral. And it's like in the era of like post Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, this has got, when I like found out more about it, I'm like, this has that vibe so hard.
Because it's Gone
like,
Wild?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah.
Which is interesting because both of you said that to me independently.
Oh, really?
Talking about Hawk 2.
Yeah. And I was like,
you were like, Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah. Because it was just, you know, like there's, these guys obviously know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're standing outside of a bar. They're getting people that are inebriated. Dude, if I was at that age and I had a camera in and I was drunk, oh my Lord, would I be popping off, having a blast. I'd be saying stuff that would like definitely wouldn't vibe well. And like it would go viral in many different ways. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, I think that that is something that I'm a good guy.
Danny's saying this to camera once again.
I didn't like where it was like all of a sudden they like ambush this person. They have now control of her content and what she said. They use it out of context. They exploit her. They like put her in this position of like now she's being popularized for this like what would be like a you porn type situational like, you know, clickable thing where it's like Haktua type thing or whatever it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? And she has no control of that content. Same with the Girls Gone Wild girls. Just she's not taking her top off. So like the thing that I saw, which I thought was interesting about this, is that she was monetizing herself off of this and branding it and also like going to get it copyright, like really? Copyright.
We will. I'm going to put a pause on you right there because we will get into how she has played this since.
I think she's it's just
the one other element that I do think is worth mentioning to praise Hawk to a girl.
Yeah.
If she's got the cute accent, she is being charming.
It's a country
she's laughing.
Draw. It's like Nashville too.
Yeah, they're in Nashville. A lot when I was looking at the comments, because I was like, what are people saying? A lot of people just like also like her vibe and her energy in the video. Like she comes off as personable and funny. She's saying this like super raunchy thing.
Yes.
Everybody loves a little southern accent. And then as we have discussed, being a thin white cute like girl in her 20s is always going to help virality. And then also if a video is short,
that's the
algorithm
thing.
Loves a short video. So I think like a lot of different things coalesced to create this viral Hawk Tua moment. Wow. So it's gone super viral. There were rumors that she was signed to UTA as a result of this, but TMZ debunked.
I read it on TMZ.
She is, as far as we know, she has not been signed to UTA as a result. There were also rumors that she was fired from her job as a result
of
this.
Yeah, I heard that.
She was not fired from her job. And actually, that rumor was started by a satirical Facebook page for a fake local newspaper called the Tippa County Tribune that claimed that she lost her job at Epstein Day School because the kids were all spitting on each other.
Oh my God.
If that was the case, that would be kind of funny. Right?
But they're all spitting. But there's not going to be an Epstein. The joke was that it's not the Epstein Day School.
Oh, there's
because
a joke.
Because of Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh. So there's layers to this cake.
All right. Wait, but it was a fake cake, Dan.
Yes, oh, that's cake. The worst type of cake.
Is it cake? It wasn't cake.
It wasn't cake. Dan.
So we can't even have it and eat it too.
No. Not at all.
So Tippa County.
So anyway, shout out to the Tippa County Tribune, because as we always say, if it's gonna be satirical, there does need to be, like we say, a tell, and I do think Epstein Day School is a
and
tell.
And the kids spitting on each other, too. Yeah.
I want to see a video of that.
You want to see it? Danny?
What?
Elise.
I'm going to have to edit out you saying, I want to see a video of kids spitting on each other.
At the Epstein Day School.
Oh, God, I forgot.
And we established, is it real?
All right, let's cut this out.
We're not cutting it. I'm not cutting that.
Well, we have to.
I'm saving it for later. I'm saving it for when next time I need you to do something.
Everybody.
Okay, so those two things, those are the debunked rumors. But what is correct, which you already said, is that people are making money off of this.
Yes.
So she is, but also Tim and DTV have official merch. You can spend anywhere from $19.99 to $37.99 on Hawk Tua merchandise by TMDTV, which, according to The Cut, it's unclear if she's getting money from the TMDTV official merch. But she has her own official merch.
Okay.
And she is getting money from her Hawk Tua merch, which costs, I looked it up, you can get a hat, a trucker hat, for $32.78 that says, Hawk Tua 24, spit on that thing.
Yeah.
If you want such a hat, it's available. And
is it like a mock election hat or something? Yeah.
Sort
you can
of.
Vote for Hawk Tua.
What makes
the 24 about it?
Yeah, it is like in kind of that election configuration. But to be clear, it's not like made to look like a MAGA hat or anything. Well, it's not made to, it doesn't have, I mean, I guess a trucker hat in general has the vibe.
Dude,
but
I got a trucker hat on right now.
Yeah, he actually is wearing his own merchandise.
Yeah,
it does say
I am. Yeah, I do have my own merchandise.
Everyone's wearing their own merchandise, but just to be clear, it's not like a red hat. I actually did not see it available.
It's
in
gray. Red. I saw it.
And it does say Hawk Tua 24.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spit on that thing. So
that's
going to
be a big spring break hat. That's all I got to say. Well, spring break.
Next spring.
Yeah.
Next spring in 2025, people are going to be wearing a Hawk Tua 24 spit on that thing.
Not it's summer retro. Or 4th of July. That's
no.
coming
oh,
up.
This year. Oh.
I think it'll be a beautiful Christmas gift.
I
Get
think
the
it's
whole
like,
family.
I feel
it's
like
vintage next year. It's cool.
Vintage is a year old.
A vintage Hawk Tua.
I think, in 5 years, it'll be vintage, I feel like.
Jeez.
I think if I were seeing someone and I knew they spent $32 on a Hawk Tua hat, that might be a red flag.
Oh, no.
That might not. I don't know.
How about this? I spent $100 on a Von Dutch hat at the Palms Casino one night because it matched my outfit. What?
How do you feel about that, Elise?
I knew that already. I knew that going in. Who's going to tell her?
This is what it is.
Tell her he spent $100 on Von Dutch at the Palms Casino.
Yeah, it was a nice hat.
I'm aware.
What year was that?
Oh, it was real. It was like early 20s.
Like when you were in your early 20s.
Yeah, so early 20s.
Yeah, that's fine.
Early aughts.
I thought you meant like on your honeymoon.
Not recently.
Oh my God, this was like 25 years ago.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, I told
I'm a geriatric millennial.
Yeah.
Gen X.
Gen X.
Geriatric.
I told Elise I got by the TikTok shop and bought I bought an ice maker today.
That rocks.
I know. I've been on the lookout for the one that makes the Sonic ice, the crushed ice. I saw it was $47. I had to. TikTok? It's been for fucking $200 for a year. I've been peeping it. I'm like, if it's under 60, I'm going
to
get it.
I'm about to get this mushroom coffee on Instagram.
That will give you diarrhea.
I don't want that.
I don't know. But the mushroom coffee. Yes, I've seen that too. Yeah. But that hasn't got me the way. There's also like a squirt that TikTok really wants me to buy.
And is it the Halara squirt? Because I got the Halara squirt that has a little chain on it.
No.
TikTok really wants me to buy this powder called Moo Milk. That I'm not doing.
No, I won't buy
it. I'm not buying the Moo Milk. TikTok, if you're listening, stop trying to get me to buy this Moo Milk.
No, this is a cute, like, it's similar to the Halara squirt, but this one doesn't have a buckle. It is like the lettuce trimming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
Instagram wants me to buy shorts and shirts.
What do the shorts and shirts say?
Nothing.
Hawk to a 2024 spit on that thing.
Okay, well, back to the discourse.
Okay, so...
Fancy fashion.
Based on a Rolling Stone article published on June 26th...
What year?
2024, Hawk to a 24, spit on that thing.
Summer of, yes.
She's already made $65,000 on the merch.
I read that on TMZ.
So
you have to let her finish a sentence.
Oh, yeah.
That's how podcasts work.
Oh my gosh.
This is my life. So she's made $65,000 as of the end of June. Who knows, by the time this episode comes out, second week of July, maybe she's 85. Made more. Maybe it's tapered off. I don't know how long Hawk
I think
Tua
this
merch.
One's going to taper off pretty quick.
I think she was smart to get the Hawk Tua merch yes. out as quickly as possible. I think that was probably smart business decision on her part.
Are you going to talk about the Zach Bryan?
Yes. So.
Oh, yeah. I just read this.
Now, also over the weekend, she was brought on stage at a Zach Bryan concert. He's like a country
He's
guy.
Like one of the biggest country stars right now.
Yeah,
and
great.
In this packed stadium in Nashville.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure, like, the Hawk Tua fans and country fans and probably MAGA fans is a complete circle of Venn diagram.
There's a lot going on there,
Zach
but Bryan's yes.
He's a pretty good artist, like, right? He's
yeah.
a good,
I don't know anything about him, I'll be honest, so I can't say
Doesn't
one way
Doesn't he do
or
a new
another?
Song with Post Malone? Or who's that?
Yeah, I think so. And also he has a song with Casey Musgraves, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Well, when he works with Meghan Trainor, let me know.
Oh, my God.
Who's that one that we listened to on YouTube the other day?
Oh, my God.
What?
Elise listens to country.
We
on
did,
YouTube.
No.
On YouTube. Ah, she's racist.
We do.
She's racist. Her husband's wearing a trucker hat. She's listening to country on YouTube.
I wear Jordans. Jesus. I have...
You wear Jordans. Okay.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay. We're ending this.
Yeah, yeah.
We're ending
I have a
this
fake
train.
Rolex.
What? Okay. We're... Danny?
I'm just telling you the truth.
I'm trying to help you.
Hey, everybody. I'm Danny Grove. Follow me. And I want...
Stop speaking to the camera. Please. Please, for the love of God, let me just say that she went... She did this concert, and she did get invited on stage to say Hawk Tua.
Well, that's
so,
funny.
So...
Well...
Who knows?
It's simple. It's simple creatures. It's simple.
It's simple.
You know?
I think that she's making... It seems like she's having
the best
fun
of
and
it,
she's making the best of it.
Yeah, I think it's cool that she's like spinning it positive for herself.
Yes. So that brings us to... I wouldn't call it a full backlash, but in Go Touch Grass parlance, the backlash, there are kind of three different... places negative responses go.
Okay.
One is that people are like, the video is not funny. I don't get it. To which it's like, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't have to.
A lot
it.
Of people like, it's, I saw it's, it compared to like Damn Daniel. Like, it's
yeah.
a meme.
Oh, that
people
one was
like
funny.
It.
Wasn't it? Damn Daniel.
I guess that is a thing that maybe also contributes to the virality is that, like, it's a little fun thing to say, too.
Yeah.
So it's, like, you can say Damn Daniel. You can say Hawk Tua.
Baby Shark.
You can say Baby Shark.
Yeah. Those are all
want.
Viral things.
Yeah, but I would say that Hawk Tua and Baby Shark are a little different.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because one is for children and one is
oh
not.
My. Well, she went to Epstein school. I don't know.
No, she didn't. That
she was
fake.
A teacher at Epstein school.
Okay, so...
it all comes back. I knew it. also
we have them. We have to thank Elise for bringing her husband.
I said, Danny's gonna be a really good
guest. Am I not?
You are. I think much like Hawk to a girl, you're really having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the dismay of. Okay, so some people say that it wasn't funny. Okay.
Yeah, basically. Mm. Some people also are like, she's MAGA, but I couldn't actually find anything that she's ever posted or done. I think it's just vibes, but I'm like, you can't just say someone's MAGA because they're Southern. Like, you have to. Yeah. I guess
Southern white person in Tennessee.
In Nashville, but it's Nashville. Nashville's blue.
Okay.
Nashville votes
I'm
blue.
Just saying that, Lose you know, my favorite I don't. Color. Thank you, Danny. It's not the probability that where I understand.
I understand.
That, but also, yes.
Demographic wise, it's totally scary. Get people being like, I'm getting MAGA. But I think that I don't think it's fair to say someone is MAGA.
Or did she say anything MAGA related?
No, well, at least
no,
says,
she, no. As far as I can tell, she has not publicly made her political affiliations known. And I don't know what she thought of the debate. I don't know.
Well, we can't even go there. You know, and in our Constitution, for as long as the Supreme Court will let it ride, it says...
Hawk Tua?
Well, yeah.
Let it ride.
Yeah, Clarence Thomas wants everyone to know Hawk Tua. Jesus Christ. No, I was going to say that you're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
That's very true.
But again, the Supreme Court has completely thrown out everything in the Constitution.
So
who knows if that's even... You can now go to jail for being homeless. So who knows how that is.
But
so
Donald Trump can't go to jail for anything, any acts that he's committed office because he was the president. Anyway, we can't. We got to get back to Hawk Tua. We got to talk about the important thing.
Which
is the Hawk Tua situation.
Exactly.
Hey, y'all. Editor Elise popping in here. Isn't this fun? This is a fun new thing we can do now that I edit the podcast. I just wanted to say that literally moments after we were done recording this episode, Hawk Tua Girl went on Barstool and was asked if she would Hawk Tua on Donald Trump. And she said, it's a no from me. And she made kind of a disgusted face in a way that's giving she is not MAGA and does not support Donald Trump. So take that as you will. She also has found management with the Penthouse management, which I don't think is related to Penthouse, the magazine. But anyway, she's not MAGA. She is represented. All of these things happened immediately after we recorded the podcast. Hawk Tua 24 spin on that thing. Back to the episode.
Okay, the third prong of the backlash, which Danny did mention, is that Howard Stern enters the chat. And will you believe that Howard Stern is lamenting what Hawk Tua Girl's virality? He says he called it every father's worst nightmare.
Oh God, because he's like
that's why I call
50
him Big
years
Daddy
older
Stern.
Than he's literally 50 years older than Hawk Tua.
Yeah, and also so now we'll get to the classic backlash. To the backlash, literally everyone was like, "You're fucking Howard Stern. How are you going to say what's appropriate to say on a microphone?"
Yeah. He's always asking raunchy questions, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, jock. Whatever. He's a shock jock.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally, like, wouldn't he, like, invite women into the studio just to, like, moan and shit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in his movie, the Howard Stern movie thing.
Well, yeah, you know I don't ever watch that because I'm.
You know what, Danny? I actually do think this is an area of expertise for you because I don't know much about Howard.
Tell us about Howard Stern.
I don't know a bunch of it.
No, let's open the floor. Danny, tell us what you know about Howard Stern.
He grew up in New York. He tried to work in it. I don't know much about him. What are you talking about?
You watched the movie.
I mean, like, I've
like,
seen
what did
stuff.
You learn from the movie? What is
I think
show
he just,
like,
he decided
what's
to,
a raunchy thing that he does?
I think he just decided to take on a totally new element that wasn't hitting because he wasn't getting what he wanted from his, like, career path, is my understanding.
So he was an original disc jockey?
He was an original DJ, like, coming up, and it wasn't, like, banging for him. And then I think he got Robin in the studio, and then that discourse that they would have, and then
would
all
be
of a sudden,
raunchy and sexual.
Yeah, I think, and then, like, it developed. Like, he started to, then he would bring in characters, and then he developed this whole, like, crew and cast of characters, and it became like a more of like a sketch show and like a way of like, oh, he has all these characters and he's like,
but it's always dirty.
It was always very, yeah, I would say it was very dirty for the time. It was like the Jerky Boys era and like Howard Stern being sensational on air in New York, you know, like, and then he finally got syndicated across. And I think a lot of people tried to like mimic his like intentional thing by having funny, like crazy characters on that are like, you know, like Snowball Bob, you know, and like he loves to eat snowballs every day.
Mm-hmm. It's a classic character, Snowball Bob, who eats snowballs every day.
But you know what I'm talking about.
You were doing great. Yeah, you're doing great.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think he was just, he really just flipped the whole entire medium of what a DJ or disc jockey was into this like show spectacular in a way.
So that's basically
what Orson Welles style.
Yes, okay. he's very similar to Orson Welles.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like this is correct. That one time Donald Trump, like pre-presidency, whatever, called in and like was in bed with Melania.
Yeah, I think I've heard this.
I have this hot girl here, and then Melania was like, "Hello," and that's the most we've ever heard from her, apart from when she went off on Christmas, which is one of the most iconic.
On a phone call, and that was pretty. And her friend recorded it and posted. That's pretty.
Who gives a fuck about Christmas stuff?
Oh yeah,
I do it. Love it.
And then she's like, "Can't believe these people are complaining about putting kids in cages."
Yeah, it's literally it's a rant that is alternately about how everyone's mad at her because of it, migrant children being taken from their parents, and also that she finds doing the Christmas stuff annoying.
And she fucked up the Christmas shit too. I mean, I don't know, people. Anyway, people, we're not talking about,
you know what, we're talking about the important stuff. We're talking about Hawk 2.
Well, yeah.
It was weird that Howard Stern came out in that fashion. Because it's just like, dude, you're historically like a shock jock. Yeah.
You're historically Hawk 2 yourself.
Yeah, yes. So I think he's just, and he's like every father's worst nightmare. And it's like, yeah, I'm sure you're someone's, like, I'm sure a father doesn't love hearing his daughter, like, talk about blowjobs. But like,
it is weird that it was, like, this specific instance that made him be, like, enlightened to that conversation.
Yeah, it's like,
of, like, how that
sorry.
Affects people. It's like, dude, you've been affecting people in, like, a negative or weird way for your entire career. Like, that's what you built yourself on, is like getting people into an awkward position with crazy questions and then taking them down.
But I feel like his whole thing is like, from the male perspective, or like the shit he does, he doesn't really care about how it affects the women audience or the daughters of the people or anything like that.
Yes.
But like, he's viewing this and he's like, oh, how is my demographic that I've always focused on, which is like white men my age, how are they gonna feel about this? This is daddy's worst nightmare.
Oh,
it's just
sure,
like, like, who cares? Like, they're not the target demographic for this TikTok video.
Yeah.
Like,
and also, like, Howard Stern, you would have loved to have someone say Hawk 2 on your show back in the day. Like, you would have had her on.
Probably something was actually kinky and worse and all that stuff.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, he would have people come in and like have sex and stuff in there.
So you do know about Howard Stern.
Why? I just don't know all of it.
Well, we didn't ask for all. anything else?
So let's round out our final thoughts. I was going to go into like the ethics of TikTok man on the street stuff, but we kind of already talked about it.
Yeah.
We're like, it is kind of interesting that she's going mega viral. I think she's done a really good job of capitalizing on it, but at the end of the day, it's these other guys' video. Yeah. And if she didn't like this kind of attention or didn't want to sell merch or whatever, it's kind of like tough shit because they're in control of all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. I'm just like, you're drunk. You just like had a fun night with your friends and you're going somewhere else. Like, you know, you don't like want that to be on the internet literally forever. Like this one drunk thing that you said is now going to be on the internet forever. It's just this whole stream of content where it's like anybody with a phone can now can now be a creator, and it can go to like more people than television, you know? And that's the thing is like when you're on TV, you have to sign all these forms and waivers that whatever, but like I don't know if they're getting people to sign or consent or
anything.
That's
what was something I was thinking of. I was like, I feel like you don't have to get a waiver to be to do like man on the street TikTok stuff. Maybe some places do it, but it feels like a gray area. And even like going back to the Girls Gone Wild comparison, Girls Gone Wild had a predatory model. And even still, they did have to get you to sign. You did have to sign a release. And
you had to show that you were 18.
You had to show you were 18. And people knew what Girls Gone Wild was.
Yeah.
With some of these TikTokers, it's like, unless you are in your right mind, presence of mind, which they're not trying to find people who are in their exact full presence of mind to be like, show me your page. You don't necessarily know if this is just some guy who's got like 200 followers who's trying to make something of himself, or if this is an enormous, huge page where this video is going to go, you know, to 2 million people immediately.
Or what kind of page too, because, yeah. You know, without saying details, like me and Elise were looking, when we were looking and pitching this podcast, this one company's like, we have a lot of followers and our page is really popular, but they kind of hate the women creators and you will get hate content.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, okay.
Literally, thank you so much for being upfront with that. I think we're gonna
make a decision based on that. But it's like, you don't have that when you're drunk. Like, you're just going to say something funny.
Yeah, you don't know if it's a page dedicated to, like, just making fun of women or whatever, or, you know.
Well, and I think it's like, a big thing is like not being in control of your moment too, where it's like, this isn't your content, but it is your content. And somebody else is like, what you guys have been saying is like capitalizing on it. But then it's like, let's say you're a content creator and you're in a public space. Like we all, like all three of us are. And it's like, all of a sudden this one video that you didn't have anything to do with, but it's an intimate moment between, you know, you and somebody or whatever it is, or like, it's this thing that's just a random thing on the street, goes super viral and it like kind of blows up your spot and it affects the rest of your career, where it's like, oh, well, like, yeah, I was just doing something stupid with my buddy and I farted on camera and now it's like this big thing and I can't
put and
like,
Mr. Fart.
And now I'm Mr. Fart. Now I'm Farthead Frank, you know? And like Hardee's now Hardee's doesn't want me for their campaign, or like, you know, like FX doesn't want me for their new like TV series. You know what I mean? Like,
Because you farted on camera.
Because I farted on camera, but I ate the fart, you know, or something.
Yeah. Okay, wow, this is really developing into quite a video.
Farthead Frank, Snowball Bob. What?
Okay, do we have any more final thoughts on Hawk Tua before I present us a short cursed content?
I'm good. I feel like I said everything. That's not the freakiest thing that can happen.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Pretty run-of-the-mill stuff. It's kind of like, but the way that this has gone viral, people are saying it's nostalgic to a 2012 kind of reality thing. So it's been interesting.
Yeah. It's a hearkening back to an earlier age of virality, for sure. Okay, I'm going to switch now to a different TikTok video that's not nearly as viral, but certainly showed up in my FYP and disturbed me. This is our segment called Cursed Content. It's where we show a piece of content that is cursed, disturbing, reveals something very troubling about the world now. So the thing you need to know before
this is
I
Harry
show
Potter.
You.
No.
Oh.
This has nothing to do with Harry
Potter.
Nothing
to do with Harry Potter.
When Danny doesn't know what I'm talking about, he goes, "This is Harry Potter."
It's true.
So the thing you need to know before I present you this cursed content is that there is a trend taking off on TikTok about being anti-sunscreen. It's about being against sunscreen. Like a lot of these things, it started with a kernel of truth of like legitimate concerns about the chemicals in like American sunscreen. Yeah. Like Korean sunscreen is considered way miles and miles ahead. I'm a super goop girl, but either way. Yeah. A discussion about the chemicals in U.S. sunscreen has led to this anti-sunscreen kind of movement online. And a study by the Orlando Health Cancer Institute found that 1 in 7 adults under 35 said that they believe daily sunscreen use is more harmful to the skin than direct sun exposure.
Okay.
And 23% think that drinking water prevents sunburn.
That's
so
what were you going to say, Danny?
I'm into that.
Okay, great.
I don't like sunscreen.
I have to beg Danny to wear sunscreen, and it's honestly remarkable that he doesn't look like an old shoe. But
I smell like one, though.
But, God. Farthead Frank, get out of here.
I'm Snowball Bob now.
Okay, so with this information. I will now present to you.
Elisa's like,
I have to just power through. I have to just power through.
Let's get my husband on. It'll be fun.
With this information, I now present to you a video by TikToker Gabriella DeAngelis. She is 20 years old. I'm going to play like the beginning of it because...
What gen is that?
It's Gen Z.
Wow.
I'm only going to play the beginning of the video because you'll... As soon as you see it, you'll understand what the problem is.
Okay.
And then I am going to have you guys describe visually what we've seen here.
Well, I don't have my glasses on.
God. Put them on.
Can't find them.
Let's get ready to go show a house. First time using this, all over my face. I have a few things to say to you guys, okay? Number one, for the people commenting, telling me that I need to wear sunscreen... I just want you to know that I'm sorry that you're pale and miserable, because when I'm pale in the winter, I'm miserable too. Maybe you should lay out. Secondly, I'm Italian, and if you know anything, I actually still have family that lives in Italy, but that's beside the point. If you look at my family, we are all this tan. And for the people that were nice about it and just genuinely concerned and don't want me to look ugly when I'm older, honestly, I'll get Botox. Like, that's the last thing I'm worried about.
Okay, so...
How old is she?
She's 20.
She's 20?
She's 20. Woof. So, guys, I will have... Millie, can you visually describe what this girl who's saying that she never wears sunscreen looked like?
She looked like she didn't wear sunscreen. Like, it was a very pinky... Like tan,
it's a splotchy tan too.
Like, and with the blonde hair, it was rough.
What was she putting on her face then?
Just regular lotion.
Yeah, just
but like really expensive lotion.
Yeah. So basically, in this video, she's like, "Stop telling me." First of all, she's like, "Sorry, you're pale." It's like, first of all, parts of your face are pale because this tan is all splotchy and crazy.
Yeah.
And then the second part, which I do love, is is the classic "I'm Italian."
Wow. I feel like it gets people a lot of got the former governor Cuomo out of being called a pervert. It got people out of wearing sunscreen. I feel like being Italian is getting people. People are getting away with a lot being Italian.
Ariana Grande, that was her line when she used to do the insane spray tan that she used
but
to do.
But now I miss it. Can you believe that? Look at how the world's turned. God. Look at God. Now I'm dying for her to use some bronzer. And that's how, you know, don't ever spit in the air because it lands on your face. But that's a Dominican proverb.
Oh.
See, this also brings up a really... very like a common internet discussion is that there is this phenomenon. There's like three different things that this brings up, right? First of all, okay, sunscreen. We already covered why, like, wear fucking sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Second of all, there is this discussion about one, Gen Z aging quicker mm-hmm. than millennials.
Yeah.
And this conversation, like a different thing with like Love Island pictures, like pictures of people from the Love Island UK, and also just reality shows in general. Reality shows are now having girls in their 20s, but because they have so much fillers and Botox and stuff, they don't look like they're in their 20s. They look like they're in their 30s and late 30s or 40s. And like that whole thing has happened with Kylie Jenner too. And there's this whole conversation being had about like, well, women don't owe you youthfulness and like, you know, the same beauty standards that we're like, why is this obsessed with like looking your age and all that stuff? Like, so I just do want to be conscious of that when I say that this woman looks like this 20-year-old looks like she's in her 40s because the sun fucked her up. Yeah.
Yeah. Women definitely don't owe you youthfulness, but there is kind of a weird paradox of getting all of this work done that's supposed to make you look youthful.
Yeah.
Even the tanning is like to pursue this youthful glow, but then it's very weird. It feels like almost like a early 2000s tan to me, where it's like she looks like she went into a tanning bed.
Yeah.
Which is
I used to have a tanning bed membership.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You got in the tanning bed?
I used to get into a tanning bed like 3 times a week.
Your skin should be studied because you...
I got great skin.
Yeah, you look...
What? I'm just saying I'm confident in my skin.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I will say, and you are my husband, but...
A dry spot.
For a man of German descent to have been in a tanning bed, doesn't wear sunscreen.
Irish, Scottish, Danish, German... Fair skin.
So white, yeah.
So, for a white man.
So yeah.
Wait.
Dare I say cracker?
We bleep it.
We bleep it.
No, you should. You should.
Yeah.
Millie, you can't say that.
Sorry, the C word.
Which kind of cracker?
Continue, Toll House. Please. Toll House?
Okay.
Butter cracker.
Okay.
There are two things I was going to say. Number one, as someone who is Italian and Cuban.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do, if I go out in the sun, I will get a little tan. If you look at my back right now, you'll see there's a little tan line from when I went to the beach. You can both get a tan and wear sunscreen.
Yeah.
So these are not mutually exclusive things. I beg you, it may just take a little longer.
Yeah.
You can do both, I promise you. Number two, she has this line where she's like, and to the people who are being nice and they're just worried about me looking bad, I'll just get Botox. And I'm like, yeah, but Botox isn't going to prevent skin cancer. Like, you can't inject your, like, fucked up mole with Botox, girl.
Well, it's also like, the reason she looks, it's not because of wrinkles. Like, of course, sun damage does cause wrinkles, but it's also just like, your skin is very pink and splotchy. Like, it is a little scary.
And I just feel like the quality of skin that's been burnt to a crisp like that, just, like, it gets, like, a crepey.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Anyway, that's our cursed content for today. I don't think this girl is listening, but I promise you, as a fellow Italian woman, I promise you that you can both wear sunscreen and get tan. Please.
And to people who are anti-sunscreen, listen. I'm going to say this to white people who are anti, don't play that game. Just go, like, time is not on your side. Yeah. Okay. Let's just, you know what I mean? So.
I think you guys are speaking directly to me.
Yeah. Well, we've Danny been speaking. Wears sunscreen. Yeah. Danny wears sunscreen.
It clogs my pores. It makes me sweat. So I'm a massive sweater.
Good. No. And also, like,
I sweat sunscreen like a
monster. Sunscreen from other countries is really good. Like sunscreen from France, sunscreen from Korea. Doesn't have that white cast, whatever. Well, and they're doing like really cool, exciting things every day with sunscreen technology.
Elise, I'll sit down with you.
We'll sit down and talk about sunscreen.
We can maybe
sit down and talk about a lot of things.
Yeah. All right. Millie, is it time?
It's time for.
It is time for.
The grasshole of the week.
Grasshole of the week.
Okay. Well,
should we explain the segment to Danny since he probably doesn't know?
Yes. Grasshole of the week. It's the time where we pick the person who needs to log off the most.
Mm-hmm.
From the internet.
From the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Log off from the internet. Yes. You log into the internet and you need to log off and go touch some grass. Our grasshole of the week is international student Orion Hernan from Lehigh University, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
That's a real school.
No. So Lehigh University is a real school.
No, it's not like the Epstein Day school.
No. He posted a Reddit thread titled, I built my career and life on lies and fraud.
Whoa.
Okay.
Orion shockingly admitted to constructing his life and career on lies, revealing his elaborate strategy to secure admission and a full scholarship through falsified documents. He's an international student from India. So he wrote this super long post detailing everything he did. And he looks like he got a partial scholarship, but he wanted a full ride scholarship. So not only did he forge transcripts and essays, but he forged a death certificate for his father, who's still alive. I just wanted freedom at any cost. And if I could go to college without spending a penny of my parents' money, only then I could get that. So I planned another very wrong and fraud thing. I created a completely fake death certificate of my father. I know you are all like, what? But I did, and sent that to my college, saying that my dad got cancer and is dead, so my mother would receive his pension. Parentheses, my dad has a government job. And that would be most of half of his actual income. So I won't be able to pay for these $5,000 fees. Also, they took that very seriously and initially increased my age package to cover the full cost of attendance. So because he faked his dad's death, he got like the kind of full ride where it included flights back and forth from India to his college, right? So he faked everything. He had literally none of the knowledge required to even graduate high school. So at college, he went on to cheat on every exam that he's ever taken using the internet and forged a resume with fake work experience to get an internship at an insurance firm. So he posted that all and he was like, I need to get this off my chest, right? And he did it anonymously on Reddit. Mm-hmm. Didn't share his account, nothing, right? But the account that he posted it from only followed one university, and that was Lehigh. So the moderator, moderator of the Reddit group, actually reached out to the university to give them a heads up. Information taken from screenshots of the email to Lehigh from the moderator revealed that the moderator uncovered significant evidence about Orion's background through their investigation. The evidence included inconsistencies such as his nationality, which is India. A fabricated death certificate, possibly for his father, was used to attain a full scholarship. Inflated academic results, around 91%. This was also a thing, was that he bought a fake website and made a fake email for his principal. So when they requested the transcripts from his high school, he made like this fake website with this fake thing and bought the domain name to send emails. And so basically, the moderator sends the university. He's like, look, there's a guy on here. Here are the clues that I have. He's Indian. There's a death certificate. The academic results are inflated. And he has this fake-ass email. So this is all to say, like, even if you think you're being anonymous on Reddit, you might not be.
No, there's always a way.
There's always a way. So the sequence of events began with, after he fucking posts this, he got arrested and charged on April 30th, during which it was revealed that the 19-year-old again created fake email and all this fraud. Legal consequences swiftly followed, culminating in Orion pleading guilty to forgery on June 12th and receiving a sentence of 1 to 3 months in Northampton County Prison.
Oh, my God.
Defense attorney Mile Herodon noted that the sentence was largely equivalent to time already served. Despite facing potential prison time of 10 to 20 years for his elaborate forgery scheme, Orion struck a plea deal with the university. And basically, instead of going to jail for 10 to 20 years, the agreement resulted on a lenient punishment of him getting expelled and deported back to India.
Oh, my God. Getting deported is so...
Getting deported. And again... They could have pursued restitution of up to $85,000, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you guys think so far?
Well, I've never been on Reddit, so I don't know why anybody would go on Reddit and do this. That's the first thing. And like, just don't spill the tea on yourself, no matter where it is. Yeah. If you've got a good thing flowing, now don't, at least it's not like what these comments say in our thing. If you got a good thing flowing, just let it happen. Get that education and then go do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
So you're saying don't tell her.
Don't tell her.
Don't tell her.
Don't tell your wife.
What she needs to know.
No. Yeah.
Okay. It was very dumb for the. You said he's 19.
19.
It's very dumb for him to post this. Like, I always say that even though my Reddit account doesn't have my name on it, someone could find out it was me so easily because it's all me commenting on dry eye forums and Vanderpump Rules and like Harry Potter related
stuff.
This is
very true.
Like, people will be like, this is Elise Morales' Reddit very easily. So it is very foolish that he did that. But I'm kind of more mad at the moderator for like, why?
Yeah, that's
why do you care? Why are you going to go to the university and give him all this information? And then now for him to be arrested, I'm like, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm like, who's harmed by him conning his way into this university?
I don't love that, like, he lied about his father.
Your father's death is fucked
I'm
up.
I'm sure that, like, whatever, lying about a transcript, like, whatever. But I feel like this guy's basically, like, I did all these lies. I'm not going to stop. I've lied my way to get these internships and all this stuff. And I guess on one end, it's like, it's not harming anyone. On the other hand, I'm like, I'm sure someone who had a dad that passed away, like people playing with that to like cheat a system, like that's a little fucked up. I could hear the argument of like, there's someone who maybe actually deserved and worked hard for a scholarship and didn't get it because of this kid. But I'm also like, for me, it's more just like, this kid was never going to stop. And who knows if he's going to be in this position where it like he's, you know, in insurance claims and stuff, and you don't have any of this knowledge. You did this kind of morally fucked up thing and you bragged about it on the internet. And then you're surprised that you got caught. I'm just like, there's so many cases of this where people will post about their jobs, post about this, post about that, and they get fired. And it's like, I don't know. Don't fucking do that.
It was very stupid for him to post. It honestly reminds me, I was listening to a podcast about Leopold and Loeb. They're like these two murderers from back in the day who tried to create, they tried to basically create the perfect crime, and they killed this kid. And then they thought they were like geniuses that they could get away with it. But then one of them just kept like showing back up to the crime scene and like messing around. And then everyone's like, I think this guy who keeps showing up is like,
it's like there's something about gloating. Like you feel so proud that you're getting the scheme off, and then you go back and it's like, that's your downfall. Actually,
the fraud to me, I mean, I do think that pretending fake death certificate for your dad is like in another level of fucked up. Personally, I don't think it's morally right to fake your way into a university or into an insurance job, but if he's there and he ends up finishing the classes and his boss isn't mad at him, that doesn't bother me as much as it's like, why did you post this, dude? Yeah. Like, you're crazy. Like, well, clearly the hubris is there to be like, I'm a genius. I've defrauded all these people and I can even go online and brag about it and nobody's going to find me. That's where he fucked up to me.
Let it ride.
Yeah, I think too, a lot of like what he was saying in the thing was like, I tried to study, but like, I didn't understand shit. So I'm not even going to try anymore. I like, even in college, I don't know what the fuck anyone's talking about. I cheat on everything. And again, it's this hubris where it's like, I guess people feel like he needed to be knocked down a peg or whatever. But I'm also just like, yeah, if you had fucking friends or all this effort that you're putting into like fraud, if you just did it on like actually working hard or making friends or this and that.
He's like, obviously intelligent.
Yeah, you're obviously really intelligent, really smart, really savvy, whatever. Like, sorry that your parents have to go into a little bit of debt or like put it on student loans by yourself or like don't go to fucking America to get your like degree or whatever. Like, there's a bunch of ways around this, but it's also just like, I don't know, maybe if you focused on real world connections and like making a life as good as possible in your like in real life versus like what looks good on paper and stuff, you wouldn't be in this situation now where like, I don't even know if you could go to college in fucking India anymore.
Yeah. I mean, getting deported is not good.
No.
Getting deported for fraud is really not good. And I feel like it's like the Photoshop skills must be on point. So, you know, get a graphic design certificate or something.
But it's like, you want this prestigious job and like to not pay all this stuff. Like, you feel entitled to all these things that you don't work for. And it's like, man, just like, lean into your life and like
lean into your life,
like,
man.
Be present and like make friends. And if you had friends and like spent time all this time on like being a good, helpful person, maybe you'd have a friend to tell this shit to and not have to fucking post it online.
Yeah. Also, you got yourself there. Be there. Exactly. Do something with it.
Do something. Join some clubs.
Yeah. Danny, do you want to take this moment to talk about your illustrious college career?
I'm scared.
My college career, it was very short. It was extremely short. Which part about it do you want me to talk about?
That you
talked my way into school?
Yeah, that you convinced the dean to let you in and then you never
I never showed up. Well, I was like, I was like an athlete. Uh-huh. I had options.
Uh-huh. Travis Kelce.
Yes. But then I decided I didn't want to be an athlete. Uh-huh. And then I decided, wow, I didn't think about getting into college because I had all these colleges that I kind of was already going to probably be able to get into. And then I was like, well, I didn't accept any of those offers. And then it was like June. And I was like, shoot, I need to get a college to go to. So my mom was like, I'm like, there's this school that still wants me to play football for him. So let's go check it out. We do a tour and we sit down with the dean. And the dean was like, I have to admit, you know, like your academics are terrible. Like we just, no matter what, we really want you to play football for us.
Danny did not forge his transcript.
No.
He showed the real.
I showed the real deal. I was a. Yeah, we were on a 12 scale, and I was at like a 1.75 on a 12 scale. But then I took Adderall, and I got up to a 9.25.
Wow.
So, but at any rate, I go in there, and we're talking to the dean. He's like, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this and stuff. And I looked at him, and I said, this was the first moment I ever, like, sold somebody. I said, listen, why don't you put me on academic probation starting out? Mm-hmm. And you guys can kick me out of school at any moment you guys want to. But I can still come here and contribute to your football team and we can all win together. He looked at my mom and then he looked back at me and he goes, let's do this.
And you never showed up.
And I never showed up. I quit the team and I dropped out of college within a semester.
Well, and to the people who commented on their wedding video and be like, who's going to tell her? She knows.
She knows.
She knows. She's proud. She's giggling.
She knows.
She's laughing.
She knows.
And this is how we start off Heterosexual Pride Month.
Yeah.
Is by embracing heterosexual marriage.
Yes.
And that is the basis of heterosexual marriage. So who's going to tell her? She already knows.
She already knows.
She already knows.
That guy has already told her because he's bragging on Reddit.
Yeah. And guess what? And guess what? Orion's going to find some beautiful, smart woman.
Yeah.
Who's going to smile on her podcast and say, Orion, tell everybody about the time that you frauded and got fucking deported.
Well, he could only be so lucky.
He could only be so lucky. Wow.
I will say, yeah. Danny did not get a scholarship, and he did end up having to pay student loans for that semester. Well, that he
I used those student loans to go to acting and comedy school.
Okay, well. And now he's making
a short film
named Danimal.
Yeah.
Tell us about it. Tell us where we can find you. That's it for graph.
Oh, yeah. Should we say Orion? Go touch grass.
I listened to everything. I didn't interrupt at all for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Now it's time for you to plug your handles and your short film. Your handles. It's when you put at into a social media. Like how do people find you on social media? Yeah. I swear to God, Elise.
DannyGrow.com.
Don't tell us DannyGrow.com.
DannyGrow.com.
How do
it's
people
fantastic.
Find you?
It's
on
an interactive
Instagram.
Website. Instagram?
Yeah.
What is my Instagram handle?
Yes.
Yes.
See,
what
you
is
do
it?
Know.
At Danny G Force?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what we're getting to.
At Danny G Force is my Instagram handle.
On TikTok, weren't you?
We don't know what it is.
It's at Danny G. Fakhra because he spelled it wrong. And didn't
but then I changed it to at Danny G Force 5 or something. I don't know.
You spelled Force wrong.
I spelled
Force
wrong.
Yeah, it was Danny G Fakhra for a really long time.
We don't know what it is on TikTok, but it's there. More important is Instagram. And then you can follow at Danimal_the_movie on Instagram. And you should definitely follow that because there's a lot of funny videos and stuff. And these two awesome people here are in the film along with our dogs.
And remind everyone when the premiere is.
We're premiering it. The New York premiere is July 16th at Littlefield. Tickets are online, sellable, buyable, purchasable online. And then we're also going to be going, you know, doing some other screenings throughout the country. We have one in Chicago in September at the Hideout. We're doing a full fun Danimal Live.
All right, guys, you can follow me at Pandalise on Instagram, at Elise Navidad on TikTok, and this podcast at Go Touch Grass Pod on everything.
Okay, and you can follow me at Millie_Tamaris on Instagram and TikTok, and at MillieTamaris on X. I'm still on there. Why?
I tweeted from the Go Touch Grass Pod.
I did, and I think I liked it.
I think you're the only person who did.
Yeah, guys, follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. We're trying to get to 1,000 followers on Instagram.
We're close.
So if you're not following us on Instagram, please do.
Yeah.
DannyGrow.com.
And no, www.DannyGrow.com. And until next time,
go touch grass.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.